are listed in the episode show notes. Go to our website, radioproject.org, or follow us on social media to learn more. Happy Pride Month to everybody. Until next week.
Hi, this is Mark Sanford Gross, and when I'm in Portland, I listen to KBOO, KBOO, 90.7 FM, Portland.
Hello, I'm Eugene Rashad. Join me every Saturday from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. for the best in jazz on your community radio station, KBOO, 90.7 on your FM dot.
But I dig, and I know you dig, because I got 4 requests for this thing already today. Strutting right with it.
That was KBOO volunteer disc jockey George Page. Page has been playing jazz and popular black music on KBOO for the past 12 years.
What I do to the audience I draw, hopefully, is to please them with all types of black music. Mostly what you can't hear as a rule on larger black-oriented stations in L.A. or San Francisco. I play a lot of blues and a lot of jazz. All of it's black-oriented, but it's not the cuts you're going to hear on the other jazz shows. It's not the cuts you're going to hear on other stations, because other stations just don't play jazz and blues in a black vein the way I do here.
You are listening to KBOO. 90.7 FM in Portland.
Holla. Welcome to the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio, celebrated here on KBOO 90.7, highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, and for the working class here on KBOO 90.7, where to the heart of the community comes together 7 days a week. This is a special Juneteenth broadcast that our president, Tina Turner Moffett, took place with KBOO and others in the community as they joined the Washington County Chamber of Commerce celebration for Juneteenth, which took place on June 8th, 2024. Again, thank you for joining the show and enjoy the segment.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, and this is a special broadcast of the Washington County Chamber of Commerce Juneteenth celebration that took place on June 8th. KBOO volunteers Sequoia Ezekwe and Tina Turner Moffett spoke with eventgoers, vendors, and organizers. You'll also hear poetry and interviews from Juneteenth past. I'm Jezaniah Hawthorne. Happy Juneteenth.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. We're here at the Washington County Juneteenth celebration. And we are taking a lot of interviews out here and just enjoying the celebration and speaking with different people that are here at the event. And currently right now, I'm speaking with Tintonian Wallace of Nessash Media. And that might be wrong, and that's okay. He's going to be here to help us clear that. And again, I'm supporting Ezekiel Wade with KB Community Radio. And I'm going to ask Titonian a couple of questions. Titonian, give us a synopsis of how you were able to be a part of this event and organizing it all.
All right, thank you for having me. First, my business is pronounced Nasais Media, and I'm Titonian Wallace Sr. So as far as this event, I actually started this event 3 years ago. I was one of the founding members of the Black Advisory Business Council and the first chair of the Black Advisory Business Council up until December 2023 when I stepped down. But this was one of my brainchilds to bring to the community. The story behind the start of this event, though, was when it came about time to do it, we only had 2 months to get the first one together because I was inquiring with the chamber, what are you doing for Juneteenth? And I was like, well, we never really have and haven't. So with that newly formed Black Advisory Business Council, I felt it was important for us to do something outside so that the community could see that there are Black businesses here within Washington County, that we do good for the economy for the local economy, and that we're out here thriving and that we can do events like this that can make an impact. I don't think a lot of Black people here in this area have had something for them, and that's what really brought about this event for me.
And so with, you know, Black folks out here in Washington County, because this is, Juneteenth is about recognizing, you know, the emancipation of slavery, albeit in the state of Texas. But here in Oregon, and specifically Washington County, what does your organization and the work and the business that you do hope to bring to Washington County as it speaks culturally specific to Black people?
So you said a good word. Culturally specific event is what this is, and it's really awareness, bringing awareness to the larger community, and what I'm really trying to do is incorporate the Black business community with the larger business community. That's pretty much my mission. But I'm also now the chair of all of the diversity councils at the Washington County Chamber of Commerce, and I'm the newly elected chair of the board as of May 1st. So that's part of my personal mission and goal is to try to get all of our minority groups to understand that if we work together, we are so much more powerful than they know. So that's what I've had as a mission in the back of my mind since we've been here.
And with your media business, because you're speaking to a media business 56 years going strong, what do you hope to collaborate with other media businesses to bring what the work that you that you're seeking to do?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I don't say it's a media business, it's just in the name. It's really a full service marketing agency, and basically meaning I do marketing strategy, marketing plan, digital marketing. I do search engine optimization, WordPress web development, and design, and branding services. I don't do them all myself, of course. I have people that do certain aspects of it. But as far as what my business, what I want to do, I want to grow my business, but I'm actually really enjoying the impact in the community I'm having more. But as far as my business work, right now what I've done is I've approached even another minority-owned business, Birdie Media, to where we're collaborating on RFPs that come out from the city or the county to try to improve the chances of us as minority business owners of winning those larger bids and increasing, you know, the footprint for our businesses. So I'm trying to collaborate with others like that. I don't care if you're Black owned, Latino owned, LGBTQ plus, Asian Pacific Islander, veteran, just looking for more opportunities for all of those minority businesses and engaging with them any way I can. It's not something my business specifically does because I work B2B and I do, like I said, I do all of those services for those business to business. I'm sorry, yes. Sorry, acronyms, you know, they're stuck in our head. But yeah, so really trying to work with other minority businesses, marketing businesses that want to have an impact and increase their business. That's what I'm looking to do.
So with that said, how can folks look out to reach out to you so that they may reach out to your services out here in Washington County and outside of Washington County? How can folks get a hold of you?
Yeah, to find me, of course, I'm a marketing agency, so I have to be online, right? So my website is www.nesacemedia.com. And then, of course, I have all the social profiles you can think of. If you want to find me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, you can find my personal under my first name, Titonian. And then, yeah, just online and all of that. I'm everywhere.
And what do you appreciate about today's festivities for the last question? What do you appreciate?
I appreciate if you walk through here when people are going, when there's more people, this is a busy weekend in the city, but when you walk through here, there's a different energy. There's an energy of we all belong here. You'll see different ethnicities walking through, and no friction. This is all about togetherness. Yes, it's to celebrate something for Black people, but this is for the community to come together, have a good time, and really to partake from our Black business vendors that are here, because we bring more into Washington County than I think any other event really has. So I'm really proud of that aspect of it.
And one last off-the-cuff question, Titonian. What do you want to manifest for Black businesses and Black folks, foundational Black Americans in general in this nation? What would you want to manifest for them?
That's a big one. So I haven't thought on the level of national, because I'm doing a lot of work locally, and I usually take stuff steps at a time, even though I plan.
What can we be an example of for the nation?
Work. I'm not the type of person that talks and says and just talks and talks consistently or is in meetings debating about doing something. I'm the type that says, okay, we have a good idea, we voted on it, then let's do it. I'm not for elongated conversations. So what I would like for our Black businesses, there are some in some areas you'll hear about, is maybe they're not doing things with just business in mind. Keep business in mind, all of the distractions, just let them go to the wayside. Keep focused on your goals and make it happen. That's all I can say. Make it happen.
Make it happen. I've been speaking with Titonian Wallace for Nesace Media.
This is Tina Turner-Morfitt, volunteer with Cable Radio, and I'm here today at the Hillsboro Juneteenth celebration, and before me is
Simone Brooks, Assistant City Manager, City of Hillsboro.
So what do you have to do with today's progress?
Well, I'm excited to be here. It's the third Juneteenth festival here in the City of Hillsboro, put on by Washington County Chamber of Commerce, so we're happy to have the support as a community member myself in Hillsboro. I work for the City of Hillsboro, and we're excited to have a booth here, and I get to work the booth today.
Wonderful. I know you have other agency booths that are out here.
Yes. It's good to see our other government agencies here and lots of nonprofits supporting our community. The Black community is growing here in Hillsboro, and we just want to make sure that we're visible.
Okay, so what does success look like for you today?
I think just being visible, and you know, we're hiring at the City of Hillsboro, so attracting more people, particularly Black folks who don't necessarily know that the city is hiring or even know that there is a city government here. So it's great to, and it's just being visible and letting people know that, you know, we know that Black folks are part of our community, and we want to be supportive and make sure we're serving everyone.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You are listening to a Juneteenth special on KBOO Portland. Up next is a poetry reading by Brianna Renee, performed at the Washington County Chamber of Commerce Juneteenth celebration earlier this month.
Hey, well, my- my name is Brianna Renee, and I am a spoken word poet born and raised in Portland, Oregon. And I wrote a piece about Juneteenth just for this event. I'm so happy that everybody is here to celebrate Juneteenth. It is so necessary in this city. So yeah, this is my poem. I looked up the definition of freedom so that I could write a poem about Juneteenth. To no surprise, I cannot find a singular definition that encompasses all the complexity of what freedom means. In 1865, over 250,000 slaves were pronounced free in the state of Texas on June 19th. In 2021, Juneteenth is recognized as a national holiday, so today I ask, what's free? The Emancipation Proclamation of 1863 stated that all enslaved shall be set free, yet our people are still held in bondage with shackles on their feet, so who decide who gets to be free? In a nation where it has always been a crime to look like me. In 1776, Thomas Jefferson said that all men were created equal, yet in 1787, the states declared that if you were not free, you were only 3/5 of a man, so when will our freedom ring? Because every time we answer the phone, it feels like a prank call, constantly getting our hopes up as they prey on our downfall. They inscribe our freedom on important documents beautifully, just to hold us captive so they can treat us like cattle legally. Mass incarceration is plaguing our nation, yet America profits more than they did from slavery. So now I ask myself, why? Why do we keep celebrating something that has yet to be obtained? Why do we aim for something that not even Webster could accurately convey? Why do we celebrate holidays like Juneteenth if so many died fighting for reality that they will never see? Why do we still have hope in a country that has constantly told us no? Well, I believe it is because of our people's ability to define freedom for ourselves. We never needed anyone to grant us freedom when we were born free. They may be able to shackle our bodies, but our minds are wise beyond the lies. So we celebrate Juneteenth as a reminder that we are worth celebration, a reminder that our freedom is an ongoing creation. Like, yes, we may carry pain, but we also have hope and affirmation. So we say things like Black Girl Matters magic and Black Boy Joy, not just because we believe it to be true, but sometimes the world needs the reminder too. We must resist the limitations they inflict upon our people, because deep down we have always known that we were created equal, and it's just a tragedy that we aren't treated that way. But the fight for equality does not start nor end with us, and I know sometimes passing the baton that carries so much pain can be tough, but we cannot give up until they ask what's free, and I can confidently, without a doubt, say me. So until then, I will continue to scream Happy Juneteenth until all my people are free in the way that our ancestors intended us to be. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, my name's Brianna Renee. I do have a few copies of my book, Her Way with Words, that I published myself, but hope you enjoy the rest of the event. Thank you so much.
Okay, I would like to remind our listeners that you're listening to the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio, highlighting the works of the working class, for the working class, and by the working class here on KBOO. And again, back to our special show with the Washington County Chamber of Commerce as they celebrated Juneteenth on June 8th. Thank you.
I'm Sequoia Ezekwe here with Brianna Renee, who just gave a beautiful presentation of her poetry here at the annual Juneteenth celebration in Washington County. She gave a brilliant performance, and we wanted to talk with her a little bit to get an insight into what her poem was about and why she wanted to perform it today. Brianna Renee, welcome, and thank you for taking this time to talk with us on KBOO. What was the name of your poetry that we just heard?
The poem I just recited was called What's Free.
And are you able to give a small synopsis of why you say what's free?
Yeah, I say what's free because when we think Juneteenth, we immediately think freedom. You know, we're glad we're no longer enslaved. And I think that it's just, when you say what's free, it kind of starts a conversation rather than saying from the jump how I feel about it. It's kind of like, well, what do we define as freedom? And kind of looking into like a textbook definition, you know, documents throughout history that have used the word freedom or free. And kind of the controversy around it, like what really is free, and trying to unpack that while trying to celebrate a holiday that's supposed to be all about joy but also carries a lot of pain.
It does. And so give me an example of what you would like to see in specific to, culturally specific to African Americans, you know, in Oregon and nationally if you want. What would you like to see us truly be free from if you could wave a magical wand?
Oh, that's so hard. I would say everything, obviously, if I could. But for me personally, I think the one that I really fight for is like from like healthcare, like oppression, things in that, like a lot of medical debt. We don't have access to healthcare. We're not getting the testing that we need. We don't have providers that look like us. The black maternal health rate, black women are dying, giving birth. Like there's so much that comes to our health, which is our well-being. You know, when you think about like the hierarchy of needs, like your health and safety is like number one. So it's really hard to get, you know, enlightenment and, you know, sustain yourself if you don't have physical health. So it seems like that's what we're denied of. And obviously all the other things, you know, safety, stop the mass incarceration, all these other systems that are formed against us. But if there's one that I'm specifically super passionate about, it would definitely be the healthcare system.
And one other thing, for when we speak about free, what would you like for black people internally within ourselves to be free from?
I would say, as I said in the poem, free from the limitations put upon us. I think we don't see ourselves in certain spaces. Like growing up in Portland, I didn't have, like I said, any black doctors. I only had like one or two maybe black teachers. Just people in power. We just don't often see ourselves. So we kind of think, well, what can I do? And we try to, you know, think within our limitations. But I wish those limitations weren't here. Like, I wish I didn't have to market myself as, like, the black poet in Portland, because there's such a scarcity of it that I kind of hold on to that title of, like, okay, well, I'm the only one that has the space for it. But rather, I would like there to be a whole bunch of us that you don't just remember me, you know? Like, I want to see for our community where we have the representations where you can do whatever you want to do instead of having to limit, well, I have to be a black person doing it, so it has to be smaller, it has to be like I can't take up as much space, like just the freedom to take up space.
And where do you see your poetry, and where you want to go with poetry? Where do you see yourself in the next 2 to 3 to 5 to 10 years?
Well, I see myself starting an organization that gives people of color just a platform to share their stories in so many different ways, whether if that's through poetry, if that's through videography, if that's through dancing. I think that self-expression is so healing, and I think that's what we need to do. And I think storytelling is such a big part of like our history that has been taken away from us. Like, we don't have access to a lot of our ancestors' stories. So I think now that we do have the privilege to write down our stories, to talk to each other, and it's also just rumored that we're not alone. So I think if I could have some sort of organization that gives people a platform to have that space, and with the guidance of like professionals, you know, to like help them, you know, perfect their craft, and yeah, just uplift each other. Yeah.
And how can folks find you, and what can they do to be a participant and collaborate with you?
Yeah, I mean, you can always reach out to me. I'm all over social medias for Brianna_poetry on most. And yeah, I think coming out to my events, I also have my own open mic called The People's Poets.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a BIPOC open mic. It's actually this Sunday, tomorrow. yeah, it's a platform for poets.
Unfortunately, when people hear this, it'll probably be a week after. But do you have any upcoming events in the next month or so?
Yeah, well, the show is every second Sunday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, at 1:30 to 3:30 at Akati. And the rest you can keep up with. My website will be, it's not official yet, but it will, yeah, on Instagram. It'll be in the bio and things like that with my upcoming events and my link tree.
And again, I've been speaking with Brianna Renee, who gave a beautiful poem here at the Washington County annual Juneteenth celebration. We've had a lot of vendors, fantastic music,
great DJs, great information vendors, all of that good stuff. And so Brianna Renee has been a part of that, and we love speaking with you. So hopefully we'll keep in touch. I'm on Ear to the Streets of Portland every first and third Thursday of the month. So hopefully maybe we can share poetry on there. What do you think about that?
That would be amazing.
I think that would be amazing. Thank you so much, Brianna, for giving your contribution to this celebration.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Tina Turner Morfa with KBOO Radio, and we're out here today celebrating the Juneteenth celebration here in Hillsboro. Today I have in front of me...
Beaverton Black People's Union.
I see. So what exactly is the Beaverton Black People's Union?
So it is a collective of volunteer-led organization of families of black students in Beaverton and Washington County, and we are trying to advocate and support the cultural related activities for our students and families, and we do grassroots organizing.
So do you do these kind of community events very often?
Not as often, but when we can, we try to come out and support and allow people to know who we are as an organization.
So what is your mission statement?
Basically to support our black families, create community, and organize around certain issues that our families are facing in Washington County and Beaverton.
What is the makeup of your board that you work with?
We are just a family-led organization, volunteers, so we don't necessarily have a board or any board members that we work with within the community. We do partner with the Beaverton School District at times. We've also partnered with the Black Parent Village in Hillsboro.
Sure.
But other than that, we are just trying to, again, support our community within the Washington County area.
So a lot of your work is hobby-based?
Hobby-based. No, it's more about cultural events, making sure that we provide educational and social events for our families. Black families in Beaverton are quite isolated, so we're just making sure that we allow the area to know that we're here, that we are being seen, and that we are supporting each other.
So how long have you been doing this?
We have been an organization for 5 years.
How can our listeners get in touch with you?
So we have our website is the Beaverton Black Parent Union .org. Also, you can email us at emoja@beavertonblackparentunion.org.
So do you incorporate students in this process?
Yes, we support our students in Beaverton, our BSUs, our Black Student Unions, and we help them with leadership and any cultural events that they're trying to host.
Interesting. Well, ladies, thank you very much for participating in this interview today.
I'm Sequoia Ezekwe, and I'm here at the annual Washington County Juneteenth celebration, and I'm sitting at the booth of Queen Tasha's Kitchen, where they specialize in delicacies, cupcakes, cookies, and other sweet desserts. And I'm with the daughter of Queen Tasha Kitchen. And how do you like helping your mom do her business?
Well, I don't really get to help her that much, but she's gonna start paying me to do the frosting.
So you're trying to get paid?
Yeah.
So if you're gonna do work, right? Like if you wanna do that hard work that it takes to make hundreds of cupcakes and put frosting on it, you wanna make a little bit of cash, right?
Yeah.
Right? What's your name?
Olivia.
thank you for talking to us, Olivia. Your little daughter Olivia is like, Mama, I'll help you frost the cupcakes, but I'm gonna go ahead and need to get the cash.
Mm-hmm. She's like eating them too.
As long as she's moving, it's okay. So how long has Queen Tasha Kitchen been around?
Queen Tasha's Kitchen's been around for about 5 years. I started teaching myself how to bake when my son, he's 13 now, but when he was one and I bought his first cake, I didn't like it and I didn't want to feed my baby store-bought cake. So I taught myself how to bake, and then my friends started asking me to bake for their kids' birthday parties, and then their friends started asking me to do it, and then my husband told me I had to register my business.
Oh,
and I woke up one day and I had a business. Mm-hmm. 5 years later.
5 years later.
Yeah.
Nice.
But it's going good.
And so do you just do cupcakes and cookies and pastries? Do you do anything else outside of that?
I mainly do cakes, cookies, cinnamon rolls. I do cinnamon rolls. It's basically pastries, yes.
And it's all done in home, or do you have like your own little space? Like how does Queen Tasha Kitchen operate?
It's all done within my home. I'm a cottage law baker. So I have my food handler's card and...
You bake.
And I bake and I sell it.
So are you guys based out of here in Washington County, or do you like do delivery services? Are you working towards that? How is that working for you?
I am based out in Washington County, and I do delivery services, mainly on the west side though, but I might cross a bridge if the customer begs me.
But maybe the price is right.
Yeah. Right. And mainly people have no problem coming picking their stuff up from me. Mm-hmm. You know, the product's good, so they're going to come and get it.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And so how can our listeners that are listening to this rebroadcast, how can they find Tasha's Kitchen, and where can they go to put in their order?
So I base all my business off of Facebook and Instagram. That's where most of my orders come from. People send me messages and stuff.
And where can they find you on Instagram?
At Queen Tasha